This is the 765businessjournal.com radio show, hosted by Lafay Pagese on WMUN Muncie, sponsored by IU Health, Town of Yorktown, MITS, Ivy Tech Community College Muncie, Minnetrista, YMCA of Muncie. Every Monday from 9 till 9:30 a.m., we'll talk to and about people and organizations trying to lift up Muncie. Economic development, job growth, and building our community up. Read all about it on 765businessjournal.com anytime, free, and on your radio now.
And good Monday morning. We are live on April 22nd. I'm your new host of 765businessjournal.com, Lafay Pagese, taking over duties from Steve Lindell. We're live here weekly from 9 to 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Then the podcast lands afterwards to our website, WMUNMuncie.com. Editor-in-Chief Mike Rhodes takes care of that. Today we are discussing a great program that not only transforms abandoned houses in the area, but also provides on-the-job training and so much more. Jason Haney, CEO with Eco Rehab, is today's guest on today's edition of 765businessjournal.com. Jason, thanks for joining me for my debut.
Hey, good morning, Lafay, and I am very honored to be your first guest.
No, I'm glad to have you here. You know, it's been a few years ago that I officially met you.
That's correct.
And came out and actually talked to some students with Eco Rehab and learned that all the amazing things that you guys were doing. So I really wanted you to be a guest on. So again, thanks for joining us.
That was our very first cohort with our students. And now I get to return the favor and be here for your very first show.
There you go. So you didn't know you'd be returning the favor on a radio show, huh? For those who don't know, Jason, just kind of start off by telling us, what is Eco Rehab?
Yeah, Eco Rehab is a 501c3 nonprofit that's been serving the Muncie community for 15 years. We started as a Ball State immersive learning class through the architecture program. The idea was, after kind of the 08-09 housing crisis, that we can invest in some of the vacant foreclosed properties that were in our community, that we can make them energy efficient using sustainable materials and affordable for Muncie residents.
And your work is around the city. For people who don't know, and probably don't know who was doing that project, but Eco Rehab's hands is all over that.
Yeah, it really is. I think we've had close to 20 properties over our 15 years throughout the community. These are homes that had sat empty for years and years and years that have been given new life, and all but actually one of our homeowners purchased by young professionals wanting to stay in our community and make a difference right here in their hometown.
That's awesome. So it began as, and as I understand, as an immersive learning class at Ball State. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's correct. Yeah, we had a visionary professor by the name of Jonathan Spodak. He's still there at Ball State. And like I said, he just had this vision that he hated to see a lot of our housing stock, especially there in our urban core, be destroyed when there's still well-built homes that could be seen new life. Mm-hmm. and provide really some stability to our downtown areas.
So this immersive learning program, I take it this went on for a few years, and then they said, let's build this into something new, and hired an executive director?
That's correct. Yeah, for about 5 years, we operated through the Ball State architecture program, and finally hiring our first executive director sometime around 2014, mm-hmm. 2013, by the name of Craig Graybill. Craig, very ambitious man, and one of the projects that he did, and kind of at every turn, Eco has tried to be at the forefront of kind of innovation and when it comes to solving our community's issues. And one of the projects Craig did was to take on a former meth home near the Ross Community Center there in Avondale Center. The 812 Coalition had done a lot of great work in that area, rebuilding the Ross Center and putting in new parks, softball fields, baseball fields, all that good stuff, community gardens, and right in the middle set this former meth home. And Eco Rehab was the very first nonprofit in the state of Indiana to take that on, the remediation of a house where meth had been produced.
When did you come on board?
I came on in 2019, right in the fall of 2019. And I came on after 10 years with a wonderful organization, Habitat for Humanity. I started as the construction manager for Habitat right here in Muncie. I think we led the or oversaw the construction of roughly 23 houses during my 4 years with Habitat here in Muncie, and then took over as executive director in Hamilton County.
Okay, okay. Now, there's a component to Eco Rehab that I was really attracted to, and people, I mean, they can see the work you're doing by, through the houses, but this part of it people don't see, and it's called the STEP program.
Yeah.
Tell us about the STEP program.
Yeah, this is, it's really an amazing program. As I shared, you know, my background with Habitat for Humanity for 10 years, and I saw how powerful it was to bring individuals onto a build site, and most of the time taking on tasks that they themselves didn't think that they could ever do. I could never install siding. I could never install a window. And you saw how empowering that was for those folks that came on site to work with us. And as I said, ECO has always been an organization that's looking to innovate and to address any community needs. And yes, we were rehabbing homes here, and that was serving one need. But I thought, what if we could take that same kind of mindset where we would take the volunteer labor and go through an entire build or rebuild in this case. But let's maybe take some of our youth haven't had the exposure, right, to the trades. And we could take these individuals through the process of rehabbing a home and let them learn kind of the skill sets, the whether it's the construction skills or the soft skills that it takes to build and to rehab homes and hopefully find employment opportunities for those individuals afterwards.
Let's talk more about these individuals, because the age group is 16 to 24 year olds.
Correct.
High school, maybe didn't graduate high school.
Correct. We had done a couple pilots of our STEP program in partnership with our friends over at Eastern Indiana Works, which is part of Work One. And they were able to secure some funding through the Department of Labor through a grant called Youth Build. Mm-hmm. And with this Youth Build grant, it's there to focus on individuals that are 16 to 24. These individuals have not completed high school, or if they did, can show that there's still a learning disability there that needs to be addressed. And so through this grant and that partnership, we were able to basically expand this program to beyond what we had ever envisioned for these students.
Okay. Jason Haney with Eco Rehab is our guest. The reason I really love the STEP program, kind of get into it, like after they complete this 6-month program,
yeah.
I mean, they can get their GED.
Correct. Yeah. Through this 6-month program, we've built up partnerships with a lot of local resources. So, for example, we have partnerships with the Muncie Area Career Center, where our students get their HSE. We used to call it GED in our day, Lethe, but they call it an HSE, high school equivalency. Ivy Tech, they earn a NCCER certification, which is a national construction certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Ball State University in the architecture program, we still have great relationships and deep relationships there. They typically lead our students in training on some of the power tools and blueprint reading. Some of our students will take field trips over to the Ball State Architecture Building. Schaefer Leadership Academy, Mitch Isaacs and his team there has put together a great curriculum that has been tailored specifically for our students. And as well as Eastern Indiana Works provides training, soft skill training.
Mm-hmm. So they're surrounded by some partnerships.
Absolutely. The idea is to get them in front of a lot of different partners and a lot of exposure to all the resources our community has to offer.
Ivy Tech, I don't know if you said Ivy Tech, but Ivy
Tech. I did,
Tech
yes.
Also,
yeah.
Okay,
through their
yeah.
construction program, they
yes,
get
yes,
a
yes.
construction certificate. And it's basically Ivy Tech's core curriculum for that program. And so for their construction program. So if our students decide at the end of their 6 months they want to pursue more education or specifically one area of the trades, construction, carpentry, plumbing, et cetera, they can do that, and they've already have that kind of base education down.
Okay. Jason Haney with Eco Rehab is my guest. In our next segment, We're going to talk about the future of the program. Some very innovative techniques are in the works that could accelerate home builds in the area and introduce even more efficiencies for the program. All that and more in our next segment here on 765businessjournal.com radio from WMUN.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's check E-T-H-O-S.
Small town? Big goals, great families. The town of Yorktown is more walkable than ever, with trails connecting most of the neighborhoods throughout the area to play, relax, shop, and dine. They pride themselves in being a family town, with many spaces for families to gather, be active, and enjoy the community with their neighbors. It's more than a town, it's an experience, and they hope families will make this their forever home. This is Yorktown. This is your town.
Whether you're a weekend warrior or walking is more your speed, pain shouldn't slow you down. At IU Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can get the care you need to stay active. They expertly treat problems with bones, joints, muscles, sports injuries, and more. And they're right here in Muncie. It's the highest level of skill and convenience. That will keep you going. Visit iuhealth.org/MuncieOrtho to learn more.
That's the sigh of relief the Mets bus makes after safely transporting the community on one of its 17 routes. With so many routes all across Muncie, how are you supposed to know which bus to catch? Simple. Download the Mets bus app and track times and departures for your next trip across town. Also, did you know Mets lets students and veterans ride for free? One last thing, with Mets, you never have to worry about parking. So need a lift? Ride Mets bus.
Attention all high school students. Ivy Tech Muncie Henry County is here to help you explore your future. Whether you are ready to go to college or you want to move into the workforce, Ivy Tech can help. Our concierge service makes it easy. Reach out today at muncie-askc3po@ivytech.edu to learn more. Ivy Tech, you belong here.
Have you heard about YMCA 360? YMCA 360 is your on-demand video platform with offerings such as group exercise classes, youth sports training, well-being classes, and more.
Now offered for YMCA of Muncie members. Three locations, 24/7 access at their Yorktown location, and now Y360. For more information on the YMCA of Muncie, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448 today. The Y for a better us.
At Minnetrista Museum and Gardens, there's something different to experience every time you visit. Minnetrista maintains a spacious 40-acre campus, which is open to the public and includes beautiful gardens, their nature area, a modern museum facility, historic homes, children's play area, and a portion of the White River Greenway. Throughout the year, their roster of educational programs, engaging workshops, community events, and interactive exhibits are constantly rotating and changing. To find out more, visit Minnetrista.net.
On the web anytime and on the radio now, this is the 765businessjournal.com radio show, hosted by Lafay Pagese on WMUN Muncie.
Back again with today's conversation. It's April 22nd. We have Jason Haney, CEO of Eco Rehab. In the first segment, Jason, we kind of talked about what Eco Rehab is and in the STEP program. Just want to kind of go back to the STEP program. These students that you work with, I mean, they're really getting on-the-job training, construction, electrical, HVAC.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, traditional schooling is just not for everyone. And a lot of, in, you know, 20, 30 years ago, these folks probably could have come out of school and we had jobs that, you know, some manufacturing jobs that were available to them that aren't necessarily here anymore. So there's a huge demand for individuals in the trades. Mm-hmm. And we have found it through my work with Habitat for Humanity, working with our students. We are now in our sixth cohort with these students that providing this opportunity, you not only bring some self-confidence to these individuals, but this self-worth. And when they see something that was dilapidated or, you know, in bad repair, and they had a hand in bringing this back to life, that pride mm-hmm. that comes with that and that feeling of accomplishment that, hey, you know what, this is something I can do. I really enjoyed it. And I do have something to bring, right, to our community. And with this program, you know, we tried to remove any barriers to getting this education mm-hmm. as possible. So as a student would come into our program, and I should say this is a paid program. So
okay.
As the students are going through, they're paid an hourly wage. They receive stipends for the education portion of it. So they're actually, you know, getting paid to learn.
Yeah. Some might ask, how do you come across these properties that you guys transform?
Yeah, it's been a number of different ways. We can take individual donations from private citizens that maybe have a property that maybe they purchased as an investment opportunity, or they thought that it was going to be something that they were going to rehab or what have you. And they're looking to put that property in our hands because they know it's going to go to good use. We're training our students. We've used the 812 land bank in past. And then what we are currently building partnerships is the new Muncie Land Bank led by Nate Howard. They are so important to us as far as being able to clear the properties. They do a great job of making sure that before the property is passed on to an organization or individual that it's got a clean title and is ready to be developed. And they do all the screening for those individuals to make sure that it's going into the right hands. It's going to be a benefit to our community.
Just all great partnerships.
It is. That's what awesome. It's about. We have yeah. so many great people here in Muncie, and I feel like that's why I've always been a big fan of Muncie, and I there's so many great people doing great things, and it's just about building those partnerships and us working together to make a stronger community.
What about the future of Eco Rehab? Understand there's some yeah. exciting innovation going on to
yeah,
be talked about.
Yeah, well, like we said at the top, we've always been an organization to kind of look at, assess community needs and to try to address those. And so the STEP program was one where we realized that we could make a difference when it comes to workforce development in our community by lifting these students up, getting that basic education, getting their soft skills in place, and showing them what it means to work, what is going to the expectations for employers. But the other issue we see is just the lack of affordable or what you call workforce housing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There was an interesting statistic on one of the first Fridays thrown by the land bank from an organization called Prosperity Indiana. And if you're at 100% of the area median income, there was 106 units available to you. So not a lot of choice, but everybody right. has a home. You get down to the 30 to 40% of the area median income, and that number falls to 35 to 40 units for every 100 people that need housing. So there's a real opportunity. So we are starting a system that is really nothing new, but you're seeing it really take over in the West Coast, and that's a panelized construction. So it's not a modular home, nothing like that. These are a construction that's basically happened in sections climate-controlled warehouse.
Right.
We can make sure that quality is in place, that energy efficiency is being focused on, and we will actually build homes on our new campus, The Yard, the former McCarty Lumber.
Okay, that's Jason Haney with Eco Rehab, our guest this morning on 765businessjournal.com radio. This program is on every Monday, 9 to 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. It's on the podcast shortly after that, and you can get all that in the replay on WMUN Muncie. .com. Editor-in-Chief Mike Rhodes handles that. For Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center, I'm Lafay Pegues hosting this morning edition on the new WMUN.
Whether you're a weekend warrior or walking is more your speed, pain shouldn't slow you down. At IU Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can get the care you need to stay active. They expertly treat problems with bones, joints, muscles, sports injuries, and more. And they're right here in Muncie. It's the highest level of skill and convenience. That will keep you going. Visit iuhealth.org/MuncieOrtho to learn more.
That's the sigh of relief the Mitts bus makes after safely transporting the community on one of its 17 routes. With so many routes all across Muncie, how are you supposed to know which bus to catch? Simple. Download the Mitts bus app and track times and departures for your next trip across town. Also, did you know Mitts lets students and veterans ride for free? One last thing, with Mitts, you never have to worry about parking. So need a lift? Ride Mitts bus. Small town, big goals, great families. The town of Yorktown is more walkable than ever, with trails connecting most of the neighborhoods throughout the area to play, relax, shop, and dine. They pride themselves in being a family town, with many spaces for families to gather, be active, and enjoy the community with their neighbors. It's more than a town, it's an experience, and they hope families will make this their forever home. This is Yorktown, this is your town.
Attention all high school students. Ivy Tech Muncie, Henry County is here to help you explore your future. Whether you are ready to go to college or you want to move into the workforce, Ivy Tech can help. Our concierge service makes it easy. Reach out today at muncie-ask-c3po@ivytech.edu to learn more. Ivy Tech, you belong here.
Have you heard about YMCA 360? YMCA 360 is your on-demand video platform with offerings such as group exercise classes, youth sports training, well-being classes, and more.
Now offered for YMCA of Muncie members. Three locations, 24/7 access at their Yorktown location, and now Y360. For more information on the YMCA of Muncie, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448 today. The Y for a better us.
At Minnetrista Museum and Gardens, there's something different to experience every time you visit. Minnetrista maintains a spacious 40-acre campus, which is open to the public and includes beautiful gardens, their nature area, a modern museum facility, historic homes, children's play areas, and a portion of the White River Greenway. Throughout the year, their roster of educational programs, engaging workshops, community events, and interactive exhibits are constantly rotating and changing. To find out more, visit Minnetrista.net.
Anthony, I'm in need of the freshest, finest ingredients.
Okay, sir.
I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Go get me a barbecue chicken pizza, and maybe, just maybe, I'll share it with you.
Where should I go?
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, of course. It's my go-to place. You could say they know me there. Also, add garlic cheese bread to the list.
How do I find?
Mancino's. Everyone knows Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1306. Sheriff Goslin Roofing. WorryFreeRoof.com.
The all-new 765 BusinessJournal.com radio show on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Sponsored in part by Minnetrista, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, IU Health, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College. Every Monday from 9 till 9:30 a.m., we'll talk to and about people and organizations trying to lift up Muncie, economic development, job growth, and building our community up. Read all about it on 765businessjournal.com anytime, free. Using our voice to build our business community, this is the all-new 765businessjournal.com radio show on WMUN, the talk of Muncie.